Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast, where we speak with members of the community, political and community leaders, and business owners who depend upon Boulder City customers. I'm Roger Gross, the host of Boulder City Podcast. This week, we sit down with Tim Brooks, the co-owner and CEO of Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club in Henderson. Downtown Henderson is growing quickly. Sometimes known as Old Henderson, the area includes the Henderson City Hall and Government Complex, several casinos including The Pass, which is owned by Joe DeSimone, who also owns the Railroad Pass Casino Hotel, and the new practice facility for the Henderson Silver Knights of the American Hockey League. When Tim and Mike Brooks bought the Emerald Island Casino, it was another infusion of new ownership for the area. 2 years ago, the brother also acquired the Rainbow Club Casino, immediately adjacent to Emerald Island. Small casinos were particularly hard by the pandemic, and the Brooks Brothers properties were no exception. Tim Brooks, who is CEO of the two properties, explains what it took to survive the pandemic and how they're faring now that the pandemic is winding down. He talks about his background, what brought him to Henderson, and how he's planning for the future in the booming downtown area. He spoke with me at his offices in Emerald Island Casino in October. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. Our guest today is Tim Brooks, the CEO of the Rainbow Casino in downtown Henderson and the Emerald Isle Casino. Tim, it's great to see you here. I love these properties. I love these small neighborhood properties. And let's go back to how you got involved in it to begin with.
Well, I was living in Los Angeles. So I was born in Los Angeles, raised in a small town called Redondo Beach. And okay. I was in the restaurant business in downtown Los Angeles. And I got tired of the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Reno and got started with a small company there called Gaming Ventures Corporation that owned and operated four casinos in the Reno Sparks area.
Okay.
And after a year or so, I started off as executive vice president and moved up to CEO. And grew the company and organically, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then we decided that we wanted to open a fifth property somewhere else in Nevada, and we headed south to the Henderson, Las Vegas market and wound up buying a casino in Henderson, and that's what drew me to Henderson.
Okay. Which casino did you get?
We ended up buying a Triple J casino that was closed that was a small casino. We closed it in March of 99, remodeled it, and reopened it as a new brand called the Club Fortune Casino.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was up on Racetrack Road.
Racetrack, right? 725 okay. South okay. Racetrack Road. See, I remember it well.
That's a great little casino.
It is a nice place, yes.
So let's talk about how the pandemic hit you. Obviously, you were closed for the time that all the casinos were closed in Nevada. What was that? How did that affect you and your employees here?
Well, that was a knockout punch for us because we had 6 hours to react. We kind of knew that something was going to happen, but we weren't sure. We had never envisioned that we would be closed, and we were told it would be 30 days. So we told everybody, hey, we'll see you in 30 days, stay well, do that. And 78 days later, we were open to our casino. So we had never had it. We had no point of reference. We didn't. Nobody had ever been through that before, you yourself included, I'm sure.
Right,
you weren't alive in 1919, so or whenever that last one hit. Yeah. So, and it was weird. So for the biggest thing was to tell your employees, we don't have a job for you.
Sure, right.
And so that was the worst thing, because when you work in small casinos or small businesses like ours, you become very close to your team and they're like family, and then all of a sudden you have to break some devastating news to them. And that was that. So it was very very surrealistic.
Right. Did you even have locks for the doors?
No, we didn't. But I had the foresight on Monday to call my friend that owns a locksmith in town and say, hey, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Can you come out? And so we got keyed up. So we were good in that regard.
Okay, right. Yeah, because I walked along the strip during the pandemic, and they had chains around some of the doors because they didn't have any locks on them. So it's pretty crazy.
It was.
So when you reopened, what was the reception when you reopened?
It was fantastic. We had people lined around the corner at midnight, June 4th, to come through our door. So it was just crazy. Pent up demand. And our customers are very close, being locally a local casino. 100% of our business is local. So you become really up close and personal with your guests. And they're like family. And you know, people aren't coming here because a $1,000 jackpot isn't going to change their life. They're here for the camaraderie and the banter back and forth between our team.
Right, right. And you're very familiar with the guests. I mean,
100%. Yeah, we know a lot of our games. I think a lot of our guests are closer to many of our team members than they are their own family members. So right, that, sure. It's that up close and personal.
Yeah, no question about that. So, you know, what are some of the permanent effects now of the pandemic? I know you know, we're still wearing masks in the casinos, so that's, you know, hopefully that won't be much longer. But, you know, what kind of effects have you seen from the pandemic?
Well, people are very cautious, not only from the employee side, but the customer side.
Right.
We spend 5 times more money than we did pre-pandemic sure. on sanitation mm-hmm. and, you know, COVID.
Sure.
COVID right. killing chemicals mm-hmm. or not chemicals, but substances, white hand wipes, sure. everything. We even buy masks, so it definitely has raised your expenses. That's no doubt, but you know, it's a small price to pay for
sure.
safety.
Of course.
So our guests have come to expect that from us, and they feel comfortable here. We invested in a lot of cleaning equipment, mm-hmm. a hospital grade mister and an sure. ultraviolet right. A cleaner. So we're very on top. We're over the top, but our guests really appreciate it, and so that's what I think keeps bringing them back.
Sure. So what kind of permanent effects do you think are you going to have from the pandemic?
Everybody's going to be looking over their shoulder wondering, will this happen again?
Right.
I mean, everybody picks up the paper or goes online every day and looks, what's the positivity rate?
Sure.
So, yeah. So it's always going to, it'll never go away in our minds. I think in general, Americans have short memories, but mm-hmm. this one's hit us hard. So we're not going right. to forget anytime okay. soon.
So, you know, we've seen across the industry, you know, when the people started coming back, there was a younger demographic. Did you see that here in Henderson as well?
No, this is Henderson. So right. we didn't see a lot of that.
Right,
okay. Although with the gentrification of Water Street now, right. we're seeing a lot mm-hmm. more of an eclectic mix of customer, especially late at night or on right. weekend nights. Mm-hmm. But most of our customers here are fixed income mm-hmm. people that have either lived here a long time or moved to the area. And there's a lot of growth occurring in this part of Henderson. So we feel we're in a good position.
Sure, sure. So, you know, we've seen this, go up and down, the spikes in the COVID problem. Do you think this could ever happen again, or do you think that we're beyond that right now?
Oh, I think anything's possible now.
Sure.
I think
right.
it definitely can happen again. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're beyond anything. I mean, right. it seems like we're throwing a curveball every week with, you know, something with have COVID related.
Sure, sure. So let's talk about your clientele. I mean, you just mentioned they're older, they're on a fixed budget for the large part. Mm-hmm. How do you treat them as family when they come in?
We do. We treat them well. We reward our guests with food. We decided to leverage our food years ago mm-hmm. rather than have free play. I think we're probably the only non-restricted properties in Nevada, and I could be wrong about this,
right.
that don't offer free play.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we offer food to our players. So we have people that dine with us twice, 30 days a month,
sure.
sometimes twice a day.
Right. And you must have a lot of loyal customers, I guess.
Oh yeah, they're great people.
Yeah.
They're very loyal.
So are they just loyal to you, or to downtown Henderson? Do you share them with the other casinos down here?
We do share customers. There's mm-hmm. no doubt. If someone goes out and plays, let's give an example, 5 days a week, we'd
right.
like to get 3.5% of
okay.
those visits. And
okay.
with the addition to the Rainbow Club across the street,
right.
we've been able to do that.
Right. So do you see demographic shifting at all during this time? Obviously, you just mentioned, you know, there's some younger guests during the week and late at night.
It's definitely shifting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be an earth-shaking type shift that you're going to see. It'll happen gradually over time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're definitely seeing that. We see that in our numbers late at night where it's a younger crowd.
Right. So do you have things to bring younger people in to the casino here in terms of you know, different games and things of that nature? Or?
We do. We're aggressive with our slot four. We try to convert games as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be the leader for small casinos
yeah.
with new machines and new offerings. And we have great relationships with our slot vendors, so we're in tune with that. We spend a lot of time and effort in making sure that we have a fresh floor, and keeping up on the food trends is important too.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
We instituted yeah. some late night specials and some great stuff that we have in our menus, and we hired a culinary director to oversee both properties. So we're pretty well in tune with, we feel, what's going on, but we're always looking for ways to get better.
Okay. Visit Rainbow Club and Emerald Isle Casinos for award-winning dining and the best selection of new video, real games, video keno, and video poker.
Recognized by the Las Vegas Review-Journal's Best of Las Vegas Awards, Emerald Isle Casino has been voted Best Video Poker and Best Paying Slots, Best Henderson Casino, Best Henderson Restaurant, Best Locals Casino Valleywide, Best Breakfast, Best Coffee Shop, and Best Diner. Rainbow Club's new restaurant, Triple B, was also voted the Best Brunch and Best Burger. Emerald Isle and Rainbow Club Casino, where slot players are treated like royalty.
So you got a new competitor in the market here, Joe DeSimone in the past, right? Yeah. Right in front of your casino here. What effect has that had on the market?
Well, first of all, Joe's a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of respect for him, and I was the one that wanted really encouraged him to open, mm-hmm. and it's actually helped our business because more people bring more money, plain and simple. So I thank Joe for opening. It's brought more people downtown, so man, we're very pleased.
Well, he's done a nice job, sprucing that casino up.
Did a great job. You know, yeah. He really did. Yeah.
And I know you, last time we talked to him, he was talking about putting a hotel in. That would be interesting.
Well, I hope he does. Yeah. And if anything I can do to help him, let me know, Joe, because I hope you do that as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Henderson is changing. I mean, the Water Street District is really an up-and-coming place to be. And you have a lot of new residents moving in. I know there's further up on Water Street, there's new buildings being put up down there, like other little housing developments and things like that. Some of the older housing is being redeveloped. Are you really enthusiastic about the future of downtown Henderson?
Completely enthusiastic. Between 500 and 1,000 new people move to our city each month, so that's good. A lot of that growth occurs here on the east side. Sure. We have a master plan community a mile from here called Cadence that has 3,200 new residents already in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, in another 5 to 10 years, we'll have 11,500 homes. You mentioned another project in Water Street called the Watermark, which is a $50 million project mm-hmm. that's being constructed now. And there'll be 140 residential units on the top of that 7-story project. Another builder is building here on Water Street, building more homes, I think in about 15, 20. And all around the area, even up by Black Mountain Country Club, which is no longer a golf course, a home building company is going to put in thousands of homes there. So we think the future is quite bright. And downtown Henderson, there's a lot of history here and people want to be here.
Right. Okay, great. So, you mentioned that you don't do a lot of free play, things like that. You do pretty much food bonuses and things like that. What are some of the dining options you offer here?
Oh, we offer a 24-hour restaurant here, mm-hmm. the Emerald Island Grill, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We have special nights. We have an Italian mm-hmm. night. We have a steak and lobster night. We have a seafood night, steak night. Mm-hmm. And we also offer, we don't have free play, but all of our promotions are earned at the game level, and they're all cash promotions. Mm-hmm. So the difference between free play and cash is you can touch cash, hold it, put it in your pocket, feel it. Free play, you really there's nothing exciting about free play.
So do you do hand pays in cash?
We do. Okay. We do hand pays, yes.
That's always exciting when
you can put nobody ever minds waiting to get paid, exactly, and we try to pay with all our jackpots within 5 minutes.
Right. So you mentioned some of the growth here in Henderson. I mean, you have the Silver Knights facility just up the street. Yeah. I mean, that's really brought a lot of life to downtown Henderson, and I think the government here is growing, the businesses in a pretty smart way.
Yes. Well, we'll talk about the Silver Knights. That was really the thing that really was we're on the tip was the tipping point recently for downtown Henderson mm-hmm. when the Knights decided to make the investment here, and I think they did a public-private partnership about $30 million project mm-hmm. that's up and running. People are coming down. You see people carrying hockey bags and hockey sticks across Water Street to get to the arena. It's brought up. There's a new restaurant inside mm-hmm. Called McKenzie River Pizza that just opened up about a month ago, so that's great. The city, I got a really commend the city because the city manager, the city council, they had the foresight to go ahead and be behind the growth of Water Street and Henderson in general. I mean, not only here on the east side, but mm-hmm. look at what's happening on the west side. So, and we're just kicking butt.
Well, building the Silver Knights Arena.
And Dollar Loan Center in Green Valley and the Raiders, of course, on the west side and mm-hmm. a lot of warehousing and lots of places. Businesses that want to move here.
Sure. So what kind of impact has the Silver Knights being here had on your properties?
Well, it's been great. It's really put Water Street on the map more so than we could have done on our mm-hmm. own. And it's brought in people make more visits to see the arena, and then they see what's going on, and a lot of new restaurants and drinking establishments mm-hmm. have opened. So that's always helped.
Okay. So you own two casinos down here. You own the Emerald Isle and you own the Rainbow
yes.
Club. Is there a difference between them? Do you have different customers in each one? Or
we did in the beginning yeah. when we reopened the Rainbow Club a mm-hmm. little over a year ago. But now we're sharing a lot of customers. So people will go out to gamble, local gamblers, they go out to different casinos every mm-hmm. month. And we know we share customers with visits with other casinos. And
right.
we're cool with that. Mm-hmm. But what's happened now is down Henderson, and especially what Joe did at the past, it's made it more of a gaming destination. So you can kill right now with Joe's casino and right. the R2 casinos, you can, you know, hit three places in one visit.
Sure.
Well, why not? It's better.
And the owners are actually here now. I mean,
yes.
you know, it was Boyd that owned that property. Well the Boyd right. people are great people. You know, it was probably at the bottom of their list.
It was. They it wasn't their one of their core
sure.
assets.
Right.
Same thing with the Rainbow that was owned by Peppermill.
Right.
So, and I'm here every day. I'm like the furniture. I'm here right. every day. So you'll see me all the time.
Right. So, what have you learned about gaming in all these years here in Henderson? I mean, do you learn what people respond to, what they want, yeah. and how you deliver it?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we've learned is the service never goes out of style. And right. everybody says they deliver service, but do they really? So it's one thing to say it and one thing to deliver it. So we try to do what we say. We mm-hmm. deliver it, and we develop good relationships. Being local,
right.
we're able to give a really small, family oriented. We able to turn on the dime. If you were to come to me and say, "Hey, can I get this on the menu, or do you have this game?"
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we mm-hmm. probably can do that, but we don't have to wait 6 months to get approval from corporate.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that we're, we use yeah. our size to our ability, our we use that as a strength.
Sure, and the customers appreciate that.
They do, they do. They really appreciate it a lot. They just want to be heard like any other business,
sure.
and we're here to listen.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, do they come? You know, are they within like a 5 mile radius here, or where do your customers come from?
Initially, when we first opened almost 20 years ago, our core business came from a 5 mile radius,
mm-hmm.
and now we have people that drive here as far away as Summerlin, 30
right.
miles away,
mm-hmm.
Aliante, many people from Boulder City,
right?
And so we have a really good range. We touch the whole valley now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know Joe's got a shuttle going from Railroad
yeah.
Pass to the pass
yeah.
here, so
yeah.
they probably
yeah.
hitch a ride with him, and hopefully they stop by to see that.
That's fine, sure. Yeah.
So what? There are some other casinos in Henderson, though. Obviously,
huh?
Has the closure of the Fiesta helped you at all?
I would say that it probably hasn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually that'll reopen, whether
yeah.
it's under the station's flag or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's enough growth here in this part of Henderson. I think that if they do open, that we'll be fine.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Club Fortune Casino right up the
Club
street.
Club Fortune's up the street. We have Joker's Wild, which is a Boyd
right.
property.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Skyline, which is owned by Jim Marsh.
Right.
We have the Klondike, which is owned by Bruce Familian. All mm-hmm. good small operators
right.
that really care about their customers.
Yeah. And their employees, I imagine. I mean,
yeah.
you just mentioned, you know, you're like a family here. And that extends to your employees.
Absolutely. We see a lot of patronage from other local casinos,
mm-hmm.
and our team plays there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of the pandemic, you know, a lot of the big casinos in Vegas are really hurting because a lot of their employees didn't come back. What happened with you when you reopened? Did most of your employees come back?
All but two at
okay.
the Emerald Island. And we didn't open the Rainbow. We asked for special permission to keep it closed so
mm-hmm.
we can go in and
okay.
remodel it a little bit.
Sure.
So we didn't open on June 4th. Mm-hmm. We opened on September 17th. But we brought back everybody. And since then, we've added employees, so we feel really good about it. As a business owner, one of your greatest joys is to employ people, right?
Sure.
And create
yeah,
jobs.
Absolutely, yeah. So you obviously have a players club. How does that work in terms of what the benefits that you give to your loyal customers?
We have a very liberal players club, so we
mm-hmm.
offer free meals and,
mm-hmm.
and points. We have point multipliers as much as 100 times at certain times of the day. So
mm-hmm.
We have a four-tiered system here at the Emerald Island Casino, and we also have a really nice players club at the Rainbow Club
mm-hmm.
as well. So we're very we believe in giving back.
Sure.
It's very important.
Yeah.
You get what you give.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
right. And you just mentioned you're going to bring this Market Tracks in,
yes.
which is a great credit thing for small casinos, right?
A great thing. So we're going to be able to. It's basically a form of cashless gaming,
right.
obviously, and our society probably
right.
will someday
sure.
go to the cashless
yeah.
system.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to try to get out ahead of it and
yeah.
offer that to our players. So we're just about ready to roll that out
yeah.
sometime. In the last month of this year.
Great. So what do you see for the future of Water Street in general and your casinos in particular?
We're going to continue to reinvest. We're
mm-hmm.
going to continue to do what we need to do to grow business. and we're going to go, we're going to hang on for the ride because the city has some great plans for the Water Street District and what's happening in this part of town. So we're tickled to death. We feel the future is quite bright for any business here in the Water Street District.
Great. Great. Well, Tim, thanks for joining us on the podcast here. I just love your small casinos. I was just mentioning I was at the Resorts World earlier today, and I felt completely at home here. So
well, you're always
I
welcome.
Felt like a fish out of water there. So yeah. So thanks for taking the time, and good luck.
It's been a real pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for your time.
You enjoyed this edition of the Boulder City Podcast. If you have any suggestions for Boulder City people to interview, contact me at rogergross@comcast.net. Special thanks to our partner, Boulder City Social, for helping to disseminate the podcast. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.